Hollywood observers are shocked at the amount of money Warner Brothers Discovery seems willing to burn. The nearly finished film Batgirl will not be released. Here's NPR culture correspondent Anastasia Tsiolkas.
The film had originally been planned to cost $75 million. But with COVID-related delays, it had already rocketed up to $90 million. And Batgirl meant a lot, says Adam B. Vary. He's a senior entertainment writer at the trade publication Variety. Not only was it meaningful to have Leslie Grace, a Latina actress, lead the film, but
this is work that, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of people spent many, many months of their lives working on. This movie also had one of the first trans characters based on a trans character that's in the comic books, played by a trans actor. Michael Keaton was returning to play Batman in this movie. So it really was seen by the fandom with a certain degree of excitement.
In a statement reported by multiple media sources, a Warner Brothers spokesperson wrote, "The decision to not release Batgirl reflects our leadership's strategic shift as it relates to the DC Universe and HBO Max. Leslie Grace is an incredibly talented actor, and this decision is not a reflection of her performance." Warner Brothers has not replied to requests from NPR for comment. On Tuesday, Variety reported the shift was due to a change in strategy. The former studio chief had scheduled Batgirl and all of Warner Brothers' other films to be released only on streaming on HBO Max because of the pandemic. Earlier this year, a new CEO came in and reversed that decision, but also apparently decided that Batgirl just wasn't a big-scaled, tentpole action film that would succeed at the box office. Adam B. Vary says,
"The Warner Brothers Discovery leadership decided that they would essentially write off Batgirl, that instead of releasing it on HBO Max, they could clean up their ledger, their debt ledger, by writing it off."
When the Batgirl news first broke, it was via the New York Post. The newspaper's entertainment critic, Johnny Oleksinski, says his source blamed poor audience response to a rough-cut screening.
It did test poorly. It tested in the 30s, which, as anybody knows, if you test in the 30s, you fail math and have to redo eighth grade. A Batgirl is a lousy movie.
But Oleksinski adds there are plenty of lousy movies that make it to theaters.
We have to acknowledge that Val Kilmer in a nippled bat suit by Joel Schumacher made it to our screens. Over at Universal, the movie Cats made it to our screen. They weren't shelved, and they were probably very aware they weren't going to make any money and lose a bunch of money and be embarrassed.
Meanwhile, on an Instagram story today, Leslie Grace posted a clip of someone lip-syncing. The song, Taylor Swift's Shake It Off. Anastasia Tsiolkas, NPR News, New York.